from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Lily Jamali in San Francisco.
And I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Professional basketball has lost a legend with the death of Kobe Bryant. Bryant and his teenage daughter Gianna died in a helicopter crash yesterday in Calabasas, just north of L.A., along with seven other people. No word of what caused the crash, but it was a foggy morning and an investigation is underway. We'll return to the story in a moment and hear from fans.
But we begin with the latest on the new coronavirus that has an entire city in China quarantined. Here in California, there are now two cases of the potentially deadly virus, both in people who recently were in Wuhan, China. KQED's Raquel Maria Dillon has more.
The new strain of coronavirus has a name, but it doesn't exactly roll off the tongue. It's 2019 nCoV. It's related to SARS and MERS, which both caused deadly outbreaks in the past. LA County public health officials said the infected person there was returning to China and asked for care at LAX after feeling symptoms, and then went straight to the hospital. Another patient, this one in Orange County, is in good condition and in isolation at a hospital. Epidemiologists say there's a minimal risk of getting sick from casual contact, like being in the same store or train car. The U.S. consulate in Wuhan has announced plans to evacuate personnel and some private citizens aboard a direct charter flight that's scheduled to arrive in San Francisco this week. The CDC will screen those passengers for signs of infection. The newly discovered virus has an incubation period of about 2 weeks. Officials expect more Americans to be diagnosed soon. For the California Report, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon.
The Trump administration is threatening legal action against California's abortion protections, but state lawmakers and health groups say they'll keep working to keep abortions affordable and accessible, as CAP Radio's Sammy Cayola explains.
The federal government has given California 30 days to scrap its requirement that insurers cover abortions. Officials say it's a violation of federal protections for providers who oppose abortion on religious or moral grounds. The state rule has been in place since 2014, and it's already been upheld in court. Shannon Hovis is with NARAL Pro-Choice California, a reproductive health advocacy group.
This is another attempt by the Trump administration to come after California specifically, the state that most often defies his efforts to undermine reproductive freedom.
California lawmakers are pushing legislation to end insurance copays and deductibles for abortions. Another bill would bolster security at reproductive health centers. For the California Report, I'm Sammy Cayola.
California scientists are learning more about how a warming ocean threatens species like humpback whales. KQED's Danielle Venton reports that new research from UC Santa Cruz points to what humans can do to keep the whales safe.
Much of our ocean bounty is thanks to the California Current, an upwelling of cold, nutrient-rich water in the late winter and early spring.
And that stimulates the development of a rich food web, sort of like a Serengeti of the ocean.
Jared Santora, a research ecologist at UCSC, says humpback whales migrate from Hawaii to feast in these cold waters. But between the years 2014 and 2016, a severe marine heat wave, nicknamed the Blob, coincided with an unprecedented number of humpbacks dying because they became entangled in fishing equipment. Santora and colleagues now believe they know why.
What that warming caused was a compression of the cool upwelling habitat to restrict it in a narrow band along the coast.
For humpbacks, this was like finding all the restaurants in town closed except along one narrow strip, a strip filled with crab fishing equipment. Santora believes improved ocean monitoring and communication between scientists, fishermen, and decision makers can avert large numbers of entanglements in the future. For the California Report, I'm Danielle Venton.
Let's return now to the death of Kobe Bryant at 41. Here are just some highlights of Bryant's blockbuster career with the Lakers. Bryant was a five-time NBA champion, an 18-time All-Star with two Olympic gold medals, and during his career, he scored 36,000 points.
What a performance! What an exit for number 24! You couldn't have written this!
That was his final game in 2016. Numbers aside, to his fans, Kobe Bryant was larger than life. This was the scene yesterday at the Staples Center.
MVP, MVP.
Lily, hundreds of people poured onto the plaza outside of Staples to mourn Bryant.
Yeah, Saul, it sounds surreal given that the Grammys dress rehearsal was happening as people were getting the news there.
Yeah, you had this weird combination of people in evening gowns and sort of formal wear for the award ceremony and Lakers jerseys to honor Bryant. While I was there, I talked to some of the people who Bryant meant a lot to in their lives, and here's what they had to say.
Yeah, it's terrible, man. I didn't even play basketball, man, until I saw him play. 96, bro, I was 10. I will never forget that game. He brought everybody together, and he cared about everything. He didn't just care about the game, bro. He cared about everything. He cared about raising up generations. He cared about inspiring his daughters. There was nobody like him. Jordan wasn't like him. Nobody was like him. There was only one Kobe Bryant, and there will only be one Kobe Bryant.
I couldn't believe it. I had to research it because I didn't want to believe it. And it's really overwhelming. It's hard to swallow. I can't believe I just heard his little daughter was there with him. It's crazy. Like, Lakers, it's a family. It's not just a team. It's not just a sport. And, you know, Lakers kept me off the streets as a kid. I'd run home to watch Kobe play instead of going out doing something I shouldn't. And it's just hard to take in, honestly. It's hard to think about.
Yeah.
It's really overwhelming.
Again, that was Bob Jimenez and Jay Sanchez reflecting on the life of Kobe Bryant.
As much as we revered Kobe Bryant on the court, his conduct off the court has complicated his legacy. In 2003, he was accused of rape by a 19-year-old hotel worker in Colorado and arrested for felony sexual assault. Bryant denied the encounter was assault, and prosecutors dropped the criminal case after his accuser decided not to testify. Bryant later publicly apologized to her, saying he understood how she felt she didn't consent to the encounter. That was followed by a monetary civil settlement. To understand how survivors are processing this other part of Kobe Bryant's legacy, last night I called Kavitha Davidson. She's a sports writer at The Athletic, who's also a survivor of sexual assault herself.
I can't turn to a fan and say, you have no right to grieve Kobe Bryant because of this thing he was accused of doing. And because me as a sexual assault survivor, look at this in it from a different lens that you might not. You know, I think that we can celebrate the life and the legacy without making survivors who are watching these news broadcasts feel silenced.
That was Kavitha Davidson, a sports writer at The Athletic and host of the podcast The Lead. A lot of us are still trying to figure out how to process that part of Bryant's past and squaring it with the many positive memories we have of his 20 years with the Lakers. I have this vivid memory of the last week of my sophomore year at UCLA. It was a Sunday, and I remember walking from the elevator to my room on the fourth floor of Sproul Hall, and pretty much every single room along the way had the door wide open with clusters of students gathered around TVs in each one for Game 6 of the 2000 NBA Finals. That game would deliver the first of many championships that the Lakers won with Kobe, and that team restored the Lakers dynasty.
And for me, Lily, I just got to say, you know, as a through and through Angeleno, he was just so much a part of this city. I mean, like the palm trees, like the Hollywood Hills, like our freeways, that you just can't imagine an L.A. without Kobe Bryant. But he was also a global brand, right? You say the name Kobe in Shanghai or Berlin or Mexico City, everybody knows exactly who you're talking about. And that guy was from L.A. and from Southern California. And we're proud of him.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Saul, for the moving photos that you posted from the Staples Center. You guys can check them out on Saul's Twitter page. He is at SaulKQED. And that's the California Report for this Monday, January 27th. I'm Lily Jamali in San Francisco.
And I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Thanks for listening.
Support for the California Report comes from Hint Water. Hint is water infused with fruit essences, including watermelon and blackberry. No sugar, no sweeteners, no calories. Available in grocery stores, Hint, mouthwatering water. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems.